This is my Hunt Club, where we take on the most dangerous game in all of Ivalice, for fun and profit. The monsters are fierce, the petitioners often desperate, and Club Centurio is more than capable of taking on anything they have to throw at us. This is Mont Blanc's Hunters, a Final Fantasy role-playing game using the Genesis system from Fantasy Flight Games. Shall we begin, Cooper?
I'm Jen, and I play Mimosa. She is a Viera, and she's a black mage.
I'm Jesse. I'm playing Batur, a human dragoon.
I'm Chris. I'm playing Ruxel, and I'm a monk.
It gets stabbed, and it looks its cute little face at you in a very sad way and kind of tilts its head, and then it holds up its lantern and rocks it, and you see this kind of ghostly image coming out of the lamp and at you. And then all at once, all the memories of every beast you've killed, of every fight you've gotten into, just crashes down into your mind at once. Every scream of every monster. And you lose 6 strain.
Ooh. All right. That's half. You cut me in half. Hmm. So do I still stab it, though?
Oh, yeah. Mimosa, it is now yours.
All right. I'm going to try to cast sleep on this thing and see if that works.
All right. Its will is 4, so it's going to be 4 purple.
Right.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you, it kind of hits it, but it shakes it off. And it doesn't look physically hurt, but it looks emotionally hurt that you would attack it. It doesn't know why. It was minding its own business, and y'all came and tried to stab it, and that was hurtful. But you do see it rock its lantern, and the magical energy comes out of it. And hits you, and you hear all the things that were said to you when you left the forest, and you have a fleeting memory of the forest speaking to you, and the sudden feeling of when the forest stopped, and you.
I don't like this thing.
You take 4 strain.
Okay.
4 strain.
Yeah, and so I had used 2 to cast the spell, so I'm at 6.
All right, so it is its turn.
Can I ask real quick that lantern, what did that do to us?
It,
what happened to Vader Kid?
It
hurts our feelings.
Yeah,
what it does.
But was it strain or was it wounds?
No, strain.
Oh, it's just strain. Okay. 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 I gotcha.
It's like a lot. All right,
when we get all right Vader strain. Kid. You are right in front of it.
All right.
It winds up with its knife, and it suddenly just jerks forward, and you're surprised because this thing is slow, but it just shoots its arm forward, and its knife embeds itself in between your ribs, and you are dead.
Okay, 1 shot kills. Cool, 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 cool.
Nice.
Cool. Okay.
And it is going to start walking away. I'm trying to build a mood, Vader kid.
Well, you killed me.
Chat warned you. You just didn't listen.
I did. Indeed. Well.
All right. So you're back at the top of the round. What do y'all want to do? I mean, not Batur. He's lying in a pool of his own blood.
R.I.P.
And of course, I mean unconscious, because no one ever dies in Final Fantasy.
Unconscious. I like it.
I can throw him a phoenix down. Do you want me to do that, or do you want me to?
Well, I mean, I'm sure the Tonberry will appreciate it, but he doesn't need one. Oh, you meant Batur.
I meant my comrade.
I don't actually think that lantern is dangerous to anybody but Mimosa. So I mean, one of us needs to phoenix down. Probably. One of us should try to attack. GM, like, did it even look like phased when Batur hit it?
It looked like he got hurt, yeah. I mean,
okay,
one nothing, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
He got hurt.
I think you should try to hit it with a physical attack, and then I will use the phoenix down, and then I can, yeah. Because I only have, like, 6 strain right now, and I think we have some ether, but I need to conserve it.
Okay. All right.
And I have that free one that I got from the sleeping guard, so.
I'm going to do a rad monk flip. Just like right up in front of that thing. And a guttural reptilian cry that, like, I mean, you've not heard pain like this come out of a living being in a while. I scream, "You killed my friend." And I roll 2 gold, 2 green, 1 blue. I get the boost from last round against 2 purple.
Right, yep.
I've had bad rolls lately. I'm feeling down bad right now, but... Oh!
Heck yeah!
I'll take that. For my advantage, the knife...
What is your base damage, by the way?
Wait, what? Oh, my base damage is what is that? My brawn?
No. It's on your weapon.
Oh, sorry. My base damage is 3 on the sheet, so I guess it has an upgrade from that.
Yeah, it's a 4. Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, he's not going to lose his knife on the advantage, but it's definitely enough to, like, push him backwards, okay. Push him out of the way. You can take the advantage to, you know, get out of his extremely slow range.
Yeah. So you're sure the knife can't fly out of his hand and wedge itself between Vautour's other ribs? Because it doesn't matter right now. And I just think that would be cute. That's 4 advantages. Okay. Yeah. What's his range? What was I able to tell from, like, how fast he's moving?
He's basically moving 15 feet per round, 10 to 15.
15 feet per round. So if I get, like, 3 squares away from him, I'm fine, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't want to lose track of him. I also don't want to separate us, Mimosa, but yeah, you know what? For my advantage, is this far enough to get out of range? That looks like it.
We can say that you're out of range.
Okay,
I ain't trying to trick you or anything. That's good. Okay, so he's like really stunned by this, like by this blow, and he kind of tries to wave his lantern at you, but you see, like, the magic just kind of, like, As you're stepping away from it, it kind of just dissipates in front of you and isn't able to catch hold of you.
I'm a monk. I just descended from a misty mountain to monster. I don't have any karma to come back at me, man. I'm clean. Is that what just happened?
Or is no, it just he missed, the advantage? He missed his role.
Okay. I've got stuff failed. In my past too. Fine. All right.
All right. Jenny, if you're going to use Phoenix Down, go ahead and roll a medicine roll against two purple.
Okay, medicine. Ooh, okay.
I'm sorry. It's going to be... Oh, that's fine. Okay. Vatour.
I'm dead.
You are not dead. You have five hits now.
Oh.
And you are back
five
up.
Five hits. Can you make a like the sound that somebody would make being resurrected by a Phoenix Down real quick?
Vader Kid or me?
Vader Kid.
Let me see. I have this one. There it is.
I imagined it more guttural, but I'll take that.
Like more zombie-like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Hey, man. You're an artist. The soundboard is your palette. You've got to work with right. What you've got, right?
Indeed. All right. I'm back all up. Right.
So it is going to move. It seems to be trying to walk around you, Ruxel.
What?
Okay.
Hey, if I kick, do I return to where I'm at?
Yep.
Oh, dog. Can I move before I kick? Yeah, I can.
Sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So let's just go ahead and we maybe figured a thing out, all y'all. Is that right? Did I get that right? Is that me?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm going to kick this fool right in its sorry face. Let's do it. Okay. It's too strain for a kick, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I got strained for days at that rate. Okay. And, it's the same thing. It's just, two yellow, two green against two purple. Oh man.
Oh dang. You missed. You have an advantage if you want one.
Yeah. Can I knock the lantern out of its hand?
Quit trying to knock things out of its hand.
It has a very firm grip.
Yeah. These particular critters have three opposable thumbs. They can hold on to literally anything. yeah, like I don't know. One advantage is like just almost nothing though, right? So any ideas? I don't have any. I'm disappointed in that role. I'm brokenhearted.
Can you...
Yeah, that was a bad role, man.
It was a real bad role.
When you scooted back or scooted forward, did you kick up any dust that made it hard to see? Does that count as an advantage? Would that be an advantage?
I'm not sure how that's an advantage. That can happen. What are you trying to get to happen?
I don't know.
You just don't want to look at it anymore, is what you're saying.
No.
You're like, that cute face, I'm having trouble killing it.
It haunts my dreams.
Vatour. No, not Vatour. Mimosa, recall some of the good things she's done. The lizard treat she's baked for me. I'm not supposed to say that one. The reptile treat she's baked for me, or whatever, regains a couple strain. I could shout an encouragement to her.
Bardic Inspiration.
Bardic Inspiration. with
you're just not digging
with
it.
With one advantage, I'd give him one strain.
Oh. I mean, is it the one advantage is just not worth anything. I should just let it evaporate into the ether and we should just move on. That's what I think should happen.
Oh.
You know, I'm just not bummed out by how sucky that roll is. I live to fight another day. That's my advantage. Let's go. So, okay. Is it Vautour? Is that one?
I was about to do a counterattack on you, but you didn't actually hit him. So never mind. He's not going to.
Thanks. There's an advantage right there for you.
All right. So who's going next?
All right. I'm going to use my turn to use one of my potions.
Okay. If I can make a suggestion, so far its attacks have been on your strain or insta-kill. The actual number of hit points you have, unless he pulls out a different attack, is not going to hit you. Is not going to matter.
Vautour, two potions, dude. That's the lesson here, right?
As the GM tries to get you not to take a potion.
You could give me an ether.
I don't know if I have one of those. I only have potions.
I thought we had some. Ether. Who has ether?
I think y'all said you had two, and so yeah, if Vautour wants to do that, then that's fine.
Yeah, I just don't know who's holding them.
I'll do that.
That's fine.
I'll give you an ether if the GM allows it.
Yeah,
I will be that guy.
So
support role as I collect myself.
Roll medicine on with two purple.
What?
Me or her?
You can't give other people potions without medicine skill?
Well, you can, but this is like to make sure you're not pouring it on their shoe or something.
Two against two purple?
Right.
Okay. All right.
What is your medicine skill? How bad is this? Never mind. You got it.
Okay, I was going to say, looking at my medicine skill, I'm likely to, stick a Band-Aid up somebody's nose if I try to, help them out.
I only have two greens.
Yeah, that's me too, man. You're lucky you didn't stab her in the face with your spear by accident.
Yeah, so, all right. So, yeah, that is a 6 strain.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Mimosa.
All right. I don't know what the range of this spell is, but I'm going to get slightly closer.
You can hit it.
Yeah. I'm going to try again. Actually, do I try again on sleep or do I try to hit it with fire?
If it's asleep, maybe then the GM will allow us to disarm it.
All right, I'm going to try one more time with sleep.
Concur with sleep.
Okay.
Come on, somebody give us an advantage.
Advantage from chat.
Hey, we've got a light side point if we get no advantages. Please. Light side point?
We've got to put this thing to sleep.
Did we get a boost?
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Oops. No, it's a... Wait.
Okay.
And a boost. Setback and a boost.
All right. So 1 yellow, 3 green, 4 purple, a blue, and a black. Rolling it.
Holy moly. That's terrible. Ow. That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's really bad.
Oh, dear.
All right.
Imagine how bad it would have been without the boost.
Right. Well, the boost didn't do anything for you, so.
Yeah, it was blank.
You did get some advantage on that, so what would you like for that?
Can I use a boost die next time?
Sure.
Okay. I will take that.
And he in his karma spell kind of dissipated again. Is Scotty? And I haven't asked, but is Scotty doing anything?
No, I mean I've thought about Scotty a few times, but I also had the thought that if I activate Scotty right now, the crap that little dude has done, the karma spell would turn him inside out. There'd just be little leprechaun bits everywhere, right? Like, so I didn't actually know if I should invoke Scotty or not.
What happens if your strain gets to zero?
You get knocked unconscious.
Oh, okay.
Actually, if your strain goes above your maximum strain, you are also rendered incapacitated. I learned that before we start streaming, right?
Yeah, I noticed that too on the on the dice roller we're using. It
creates an overflow condition.
Yeah, this is an amazing website. It's genesis.skyjedi.com if anybody wants to use it. But it does have a couple of bugs.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind if yeah, can Scotty cast like pestilence, black hole, indigestion? Like, what's in his repertoire?
He
indigestion.
He's a standard level two caster. Is probably what he is, right?
So yeah, he has Fira, Blazara, Thundara, and Bio.
What's
Bio? Yeah? Can we Bio try Thundara?
Yeah.
Well. We never established this. Is thunder? I should know this as a reptile myself. Do I fear lightning? Is this a thing I should be doing, or am I on the wrong track? And
I'm pretty sure that, I mean, you would fear being struck by lightning. That's pretty well, rash.
As we all would.
Okay, fine. Thundara, it is.
Okay. Do you want to roll for him? It would be against. Four greens against two purple.
Only four greens? Come on, Scotty. I figured you have two yellows in there, man.
Hey, you know, y'all should have been happy that I was only rolling with four greens last time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So four greens, two purple, eight no boosts or numping, right? Go, Scotty, go. Go, Scotty, go. Oh, Scotty. Good job, Scotty.
Yeah. All right. Just popping off. It pops him, and you hear like a little whimper from the Tom Berry, and when the smoke clears, you see him like he's all like singed. That hit him pretty darn good. He's looking bad. Now, let's see what nightmares he can evoke.
Poor Scotty.
Tom Berry's like wobbly a little bit and still smoking, but that ghostly light comes out of the lantern and hit Scotty, and Scotty.
I cover Scotty's eyes. I cover Scotty's eyes. Can I do that?
Scotty goes, and just kind of collapses into your hand.
Oh, Scotty. He's not inside out, though, is he?
No.
No. Okay. I start doing CPR. Little tiny CPR on Scotty. Is he all right?
He's unconscious, but he's not dead.
I pop a little Tic Tac into him he's not dead. That's good enough. Hey man, we got one good spell out of Scotty. I'll take it. Oh, he's coming for y'all.
Yeah, he turns around. He starts walking slowly towards y'all. So it's top of the round again. What are you going to do to him?
Is that Daniel Radcliffe? Who is that? That's... that image? Oh, okay.
For people on the podcast, that was a chat emote.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I don't know, but I don't know what. I don't think so. It doesn't look like it.
No.
All right, I'm gonna cast fire.
All right,
done with it.
Do it.
I am done with sleep. This is not working.
No, I'm sorry for everyone suggesting.
No, it's okay.
Oh, that's got a boost die. All right.
Oh, and I have one from...
Yeah, and you have another boost die. So two blues, and then whatever your arcana is against two purple.
Okay.
What the heck, Mimosa?
I don't know. I don't understand.
You have a heck of an advantage, though. Do you want to catch Lowtown on fire?
Can I disarm him?
Oh my god. And your character's dead.
Okay, I want.
Like, I could see like Jim's friend says catch his weapon on fire, which is going to be amazing next time he stabs you now with a flaming knife.
Right.
That's not an advantage.
No, it's not. What I would think of is like maybe you caught like there's just some like crap and oil and all sorts of stuff on the ground, and it like it like builds a little firewall in between you two, so he couldn't like run at you.
I'll take it and I'll back up a smidge.
That'd be cool.
How are you gonna get through that, Bray? Oh, you can jump. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if you do the running leap through the fire.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of like a circus act right now. I'm not going to lie. That's immediately what I thought of.
Yeah. Unless you just want to take two boost dice the next round, Jen.
No, I like the fire.
She frozen?
Is Jen frozen? I thought she was seriously thinking.
She's so mad at you. She is so mad at you, dude. Okay, there she is.
There she is. Okay.
No.
That's a clip right there.
we were all waiting. Like, wow, she's like deep in thought.
No, I want the fire. I drew the fire. It's on there.
Oh wow, fire. That is
yes.
Do you do commissions? excellent.
Ooh, there we go. Oh,
I'm lost. Where
all right? Is it my turn?
Did Ruxel go?
I think
both of y'all still have a turn.
I think I moved. Well, I did first in that. I don't know what round it is. I'm not even paying attention anymore.
I don't think you've gone this round. Either one of y'all can move.
I'm still into the kick vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that thing then. Bop bop. Any boost juice hanging around, or am I just going
live boost juice?
Boost juice, baby. Man, if Thresh Putin's still here, we need a boost juice song for the Horn Mountain EP.
Oh,
Jim's friend is out. Oh, Thresh comes through to get the boost juice going.
Baby!
The whole mountain!
My rolls have been crap all night. And they're still crap. They're still terrible.
Boost juice?
That's ridiculous.
Do you want anything for your advantage?
My advantage is these people will still be my friends after all these crappy rolls.
I'm really disappointed in the karma rolls because he rolled nothing as well. Y'all are just rolling nothing at each other now. And All right. And so it realistically, do you want an advantage?
I mean, I'll take a boost next round.
Sure.
Guess. Okay. Wait. I hear a little peep out of Scotty. Maybe he's regaining consciousness. Scotty, come back. You're going to give me Scotty back?
For that many, yeah, for three advantages, I'll say that he's coming too.
Oh, yeah, I mean, very, very carefully, I pump his little heart and I lovingly give him tiny little CPR. He stirs. Pops back up into my hand.
He says,
yeah. Exactly that, Scotty. Seriously, bro. And I pull out an entire 16-ounce Red Bull I've been keeping in my gi, and he just shotguns that thing, and he's ready to go. You know what I'm talking about? It's the size of him, but he can do the whole thing. Now he's ready to ride.
Does he grow wings?
I mean,
all right.
In his repertoire.
Batur.
I'm jumping through the fire. And let's see here. I need to roll one yellow and two greens. Yeah, one yellow, two greens. And I get one boost already. Against how many purple? Two?
Two, right.
All right. Y'all ready? Have we used any light side points yet?
Nope. You have one in the hopper.
Can I use that?
Boost juice.
Is that allowed?
You can use it.
Can we flip it?
Flip it.
I'm asking my team. They good with me doing that?
They just stare at you judgingly.
They're just staring at me. Okay. Okay.
No one's saying a word.
I'm going to do it.
Use the light side. Upgrade. Upgrade one of those greens to a yellow.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Boom. I'm rolling it.
Stab this thing.
No.
What is with the rolls tonight?
So I jump through the fire, my spear in hand, like a Spartan warrior, and I guess I miss?
You miss. But I am going to use one.
He's got four dark side points now to completely own us with.
Three.
Do I get an advantage with this?
Yeah, if you want to use one.
My advantage is that when I hit the ground... I slide on the oil approximately where Ruxel is.
It's a bit much.
And I just start rolling away from him.
That's a lot for one advantage.
How many feet would you let me? Maybe 10 feet.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and do 10 feet.
He probably can still get to me though.
as you're kind of scrambling, like you completely misjudge it as you're jumping through the fire, and you are looking just amazing, by the way, as you're coming through the fire, the spear out in great Final Fantasy fashion, and then you realize you are way too far to the right, and you kind of hit the ground, and it clatters on the ground, and then you're like, ah, get me out of here, and you start running, you kind of trip, and you get that far away, and as you turn around, the thing is on basically right beside you.
Oh,
but you looked good, man. You look good.
Yeah.
That knife flashes and you are down.
Did he died again?
Yeah.
Bull crap.
Oh,
I'm out of Phoenix downs. You're doing my X's
for me. The party has some.
Okay.
Don't even waste it.
Just leave them.
Just leave me. Leave me for dead.
You got Scotty back. That's the most important part. Your tiny pocket mage.
I'm no use in these tunnels.
Y'all are really upset about the disarming thing. Scotty looks up, Ruxel. Scotty like looks up to you and like he stops his tirade. And he looks up at you and meets your eyes. And he just nods.
Okay. All right. I extend my hand. He popped it toward whatever this thing is called, this stabby lizard thing.
That's what he's called.
He pops out into my hand, and I don't even know what Scotty is going to do. But what I do know is all seven of my chakras are aligned and just pump all of the spiritual energy that my monastic training can summon into him for this very spell. And I don't even know what he's going to do. Just do it, Scotty.
You want to roll four greens against two purple?
Really? Really? All Naps, seven chakras still only four greens.
Wait, look, I mean,
chakras.
seven chakras will get you a yellow with a light side. Oh, and a boost from chat for Scotty. Hey,
all right. Should I do the light side
too? You have
the
left side.
Should we just obliterate this thing? I mean, it's Scotty. I want Scotty to be the hero. But I don't want to use the light side selfishly. Vautour, I look into your cold, dead eyes. I see affirmation coming from you because you're dead. I can get whatever I want out of you.
That was a gift sub. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Jen, do we want to do the light side now? Should we just
do
burn light sides? Yeah.
Do it.
Rolling so bad. I just feel nervous.
So have I. And we need all the help we can get.
But what are those circles? I got two more light sides out of it? Did I do that right?
Oh, no. You don't like use them in the roll.
Okay.
You flip it at the top of the page, and then you just change your dice. So,
like that? No, I did. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What do I do?
So I'll flip it. You just roll it with the green. With the green turned into yellow.
With the green turned into yellow.
So it'll be three green and one yellow instead of four green.
Thank you for interpreting.
Three green, one yellow, two purple, roll again. Oh, wait, do I get the boost
and a blue
again?
And a blue, yes.
And a blue. One yellow, three green, one blue, two purple.
Roll.
Oh, man.
Oh, dang.
I've not seen a roll like that in a while. Scotty, my dude. My little dude.
Yeah, so like the ground just like erupts in fire, and it shoots. Yeah, the Tonberry gets launched into the air and actually hits the ceiling, and comes back down and smacks onto this like on the singed ground with like all the refuse and around it kind of burning a little bit, and Vautour burning a little bit, you know, right beside him, on the ground. And
Sorry, bro.
And that Tonberry, like, you know, kind of lifts his head and picks up his lantern and points it at Scotty and then just falls over.
That's right.
And drops his lantern. And the Tonberry is vanquished.
Oh.
Yay! I'm pretty sure I dealt zero damage to it this entire fight.
How many times do I have to tell Vader Kid I put that music on the screen?
I I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Scotty, I feel like he could just do this on his own. He doesn't even need the three of us.
He does not. But we're not going to split the money with him, right? Like, that's still our money.
No, that's your money. And you will find that that knife is really nice. I don't know that any of you use knives.
I don't.
But
what about that lantern? Can I have that lantern?
You can have the lantern. Are you still collecting trophies? Because it won't work for you, but you can have it.
I will collect it as a trophy. I don't know if Mimosa was ever doing that or if that was just Misty, but I'll collect it.
No, y'all like cut off like Shiva's hand.
Oh. I still have that in my backpack. I used it to store my
I don't
my
remember
Bloody
that.
Marys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot all the stuff that y'all collected, but yeah, that'd be a good trophy if y'all want to use that, or if you want to cut off his hand.
I want the lantern.
Legit want the Uggs. Can I just wear the Uggs?
He's a bit smaller than you.
Whatever. I'll squeeze my reptilian feet into it, and my I feel like my stealth. Yeah, could go up one point because I'm wearing those Tonberry Uggs.
They're very small. Like, he's literally half your size.
You could just hang them around your neck.
Can Scotty
tie
wear
the
them?
Laces together? Oh my God! Can Scotty wear them?
They'd be a touch big for Scotty, but maybe he'd wear big socks. Like, no, they'd
but
be closer to Scotty's
them.
Size.
We can stuff like tissues in there or something so they don't fall off his feet.
Oh man, I want to dress Scotty up like a Tonberry now. This is
take his little outfit, Tonberry. Sack that he wears.
Oh yeah, yeah. Give him a
we
little lantern.
We can take it and tailor it down. Like use the fabric and make him a costume. And yeah, I'm here for this. Just give him a little steak knife.
Oh man, I love it. And before we put some sort of monster on blast, Scotty can just wave that lantern at them. It doesn't even need to have magic anymore. Just kind of ooh, yeah.
Yes.
Vator, are you still dead? Yeah.
Y'all are like taking his clothes. It's like, Scotty, try this on. And Vator's like smoking at this point.
He can't participate in any of the looting. But dude, you gave yourself up for us twice, man. Twice.
I tried.
Raise a glass. You know.
Does Scotty have any healing spells? Like resurrection spells? Life
we still
one.
Have Phoenix down.
Yeah.
You don't use that. Yeah, after battle, y'all are fine. Y'all are going to be able to rest, so he'll be fine.
Okay.
He's just on the ground unconscious and smoking, but he will be fine.
Yeah, no, I just want him to be a part
party.
Of the, yeah, right? The after
that's
party.
That's how Final Fantasy works.
Yeah,
that's how Final Fantasy... I just stay dead and I just appear in every battle, right? I'm just dead on the field.
Yeah, as a dead body.
Yes.
Like, if I remember correctly from when I used to play this, like, the battle will start and you'll literally run up with us and then collapse.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Very much.
That's how I thought it worked.
What I just want, though, man, is for you to be, like, alive, looting the corpse, after party tailgating, you know, like you need to be with us. I don't want to drag you around. I'm just trying to get you
after,
up now.
After dying twice, I don't know if Vator is ready to party. He probably wants to.
Okay. Okay. Fair.
Thank you so much for joining me. And I do hope you had the most Koopo time, Koopo. Join us for our next hunt right here on the podcast, or join us live on the last Sunday of every month at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. This is a Playwell Network podcast where you've just been pwned. Wait, do I really have to say that? That's quite rude.
Hey, Grandpa, I just can't wait to play GTA 5 online with my new PS5. Can you buy it for me for my birthday?
Well, you know, when I was your age, I had all the time in the world for video games, but no money to buy new ones. That's how I was able to beat the classics, like The Legend of Zelda.
Well, that's great, Grandpa.
Nowadays, I have all the money I need for games. In fact, they've never been easier and cheaper to buy. But, son, your grandpa amassed an entire library of games that he's never played. And now that I'm old, I just don't have the time to play them all.
Okay, Grandpa, I think my squad's getting together, so I've got
to go. That's why I listen to The Backlog Breakdown, a podcast about becoming a wise steward of your time while also enjoying video games. Whether it's detailing the strength and pitfalls of specific games, or encouraging you to take stock of your buying habits, The Backlog Breakdown helps me to get the most out of the games that I play.
You know, Christmas is still a few months away, so just forget that
They're also really good at being bad at brevity.
Did you forget to take your meds this morning?